How do you say hanging Chad in Italian? It's a question many are mulling over. 3 days after Italians voted in parliamentary elections, opposition leader and former Prime Minister Romano Prodi is claiming victory by a hair's breadth, a mere 0.07% of the vote, by some accounts. At the same time, incumbent Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has not conceded defeat. Berlusconi is calling for a recount, raising the prospect of a protracted Florida-style battle. Even if Prodi is declared the winner, he's likely to face an uphill battle in a government divided almost equally between left and right. With us to explain is Beppe Severnini. He's a columnist for Italy's Corriere della Sera. He's also the author of the forthcoming Le Bella Figura, a field guide to the Italian mind. He joins us by phone from Milan. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. And will there be a recount?
First, let me try to find the Italian translation of hanging chads.
Okay.
Said that twice. Okay, we don't have that. We don't have chads, but I can give you an Italian translation for a big mess. That would be a grande casino, because that's what it is. Although I think Florida in 2000 was probably a bigger one, because the votes, the difference was smaller, and I'll explain you in a moment that in Italy the tensions runs less high.
But I guess that... The atmosphere there is what? Is not as hostile as we remember it being in Florida?
Well, I was there. You know, I was in the United States, so I remember very well. I was both in 2004 and 2000, I was in the States, and I remember there was a real tension. People didn't know. Then there was the element of the brother of the president, the winner, the supposed winner to be the government. But let's put it this way. Let's say Al Gore is a better loser than my outgoing prime minister. The problem all revolves around 43,000 ballots, and the difference is 25,000. I'm talking about the lower house. So the advantage for the center left is 25,000, contested ballot 43. Everybody say that it's very difficult to reverse the verdict. You know, they should be all wrong. And then there are quite tight control, and it's very unusual that you know, of course you have hundreds of thousands of ballots in every election, I guess, in most democracy, where people write, you know, everything they want to write. You know, I want to marry Angelina Jolie, and that is not a valid ballot, but that they've been there all the time. This time we're talking 43,000. We don't think it will change. The atmosphere is very relaxed, and the problem will start later because, as you say correctly, the country is divided in half to the left, half to the right, and the majority, especially in the Senate, that is our upper house, different from yours, but it's called still a Senate, and the majority there is really tiny. And you know what? It was Italians abroad, first time they voted, many of them from the United States, they actually gave the final 3-4 seats to Romano Prodi and the center-left.
So I'm sorry, this is very interesting, but I'm still not sure. Do you think there will be a recount?
Yes, I think there will be a recount. Yes,
and
absolutely.
Has there ever been one before?
No, there's not been a recount before.
But people aren't all that excited about it.
Well, local recounts, not a general recount, not the one that is seemed to have lost that demands officially a recount, as it happened in the States in 2000 and now here.
You say so. How long will we have to wait for results?
That's a good question. We all want to know. Probably another couple of weeks or so. And also we have to wait longer because the President of the Republic is going to be elected in May, and so he has to pick the next Prime Minister, the winner of the election. So that's a reason why we probably won't have a Prime Minister between recount and this strange combination of the President going out and all that. So we won't have a Prime Minister, a new one, probably Romano Prodi, almost likely, until the end of May.
Now, you were saying that people are feeling very relaxed, but it's my understanding that there was a huge turnout for this election, like 80%, and in this country, that would be incredible.
84%.
84%.
But, you know, we have a different tradition, again, from the States. 75-80 is normal. It was actually quite a lot. Silvio Berlusconi definitely managed, as George Bush did in 2004, to get out the vote. Definitely he was very good at doing that. But people in Italy, we tend to be quite a relaxed nation, nonetheless. And believe it or not, you come to Milan, you go around, you don't feel, you know, we're not on the verge of civil war. We're just waiting to see what happens.
And it was very different from what you remember in Florida when you covered that whole situation there.
I mean, not only
there.
In Florida, I remember in Washington and elsewhere. In a way, can I say something blunt, but in a way is a compliment to your country? I think you are less used to a democracy not working well. So that sort of electoral mess embarrassed you. Basically, all of my American friends say this could not happen to us. I mean, it's ridiculous. In Italy, let's put it this way, our democracy in terms of technicalities and other stuff works less smoothly. So this is just another little, you know, accident on the way, nothing dramatic.
People aren't just shocked by it the way they were in this country.
No, you're keeping asking me. They really are not. Well, they're waiting, of course. People, even people on the center right, they say, we want a ballot box. But the actual, you don't say people, you stole the election. They just say, and I understand their point of view, they're saying, it's so close, we better look at those 43,000 ballots. They were not quite clear, so let's have a look.
That was my question, though. Is anybody alleging any mischief-making there?
Well, the Prime Minister used the word brogli, that means cheating. But then quite a few people inside his coalition, the centre-right, now in the government, that apparently has lost the election, they told him, Mr. Prime Minister, don't use the word brogli, cheat. And he's now using irregularities.
So you were here for the election here. Do you miss us being back in Milan?
Well, you know, I miss spring in Washington, and I kind of miss your system is easier. I mean, you win your state, you calculate all this red and blue on television. Sometimes you spend the whole night thinking the other guy won and all that kind of very funny 2004. But in Italy, we had something similar. We imported everything from rock music to Coca-Cola. We want to import long nights in front of the television and the equivalent of hanging chats, you know?
Well, if you don't have hanging chads, how do people vote there?
Okay, you have the symbol of the parties on the ballot box, and all you do, you put a cross on actually the symbol of the party you want. That's pretty straightforward. One for the lower house, one for the upper house.
Do you use a pencil
you
or
even put the name of a person, like if someone you really wanted to be in parliament? No, this time you just voted for party.
But forgive me for asking these questions, but I really don't know. Do you use like a punch card thing the way they do here?
Pencil.
Do you use a pencil? You just write it in yourself?
You go in with two ballots. You use a pencil, just a pencil, and you give back the pencil. You're not supposed to take it at home. You hand the two ballots to the people there. There are a lot of control. It's very quiet and smooth, and that are representative of the main parties and a representative of the local authorities. They look what you do, and you go off, you go buy a gelato. That's all.
Beppe Severnini, he's a columnist for Italy's Corriere della Sera. You know what? I am mangling your name and your paper's name, so say it for me, will you?
Okay, I will. Beppe Severnini, Corriere della Sera, and if I may, I wrote a book about the Italian mind, which you probably gather is quite complicated but fascinating, called La Bella Figura, a Field Guide, Italian Mind, coming out August 15th.
And you joined us from Milan, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Bye-bye.
This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.